chapter 29, Moses sinned. Again, the congregation of Israel was brought into the wilderness to the very place where God proved them soon after their leaving Egypt. The Lord brought them water out of the rock, which had continued to flow until just before they came again to the rock, when the Lord caused the living stream to cease, to prove his people again, to see if they would endure the trial of their faith or again murmur against him. When the Hebrews were thirsty and could find no water, they became impatient and did not remember the power of God, which had nearly 40 years before brought them water out of the rock. Instead of trusting in God, they complained of Moses and Aaron and said to them, "Would God we had died when our fathers died before the Lord." That is, they wished that they had been of that number who had been destroyed by the plague in the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. They angrily inquired, "Why have ye brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness, that we and our cattle should die there? And wherefore have ye made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us unto this evil place? It is no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranates, neither is there any water to drink." And Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall bring forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink." And Moses took the rod from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, "Hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock?" And Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation drank, and their beasts also. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, "Because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them." Here Moses sinned. He became wearied with the continual murmurings of the people against him, and at the commandment of the Lord took the rod, and instead of speaking to the rock as God commanded him, he smote it with the rod twice, after saying, "Must we fetch you water out of this rock?" He here spoke unadvisedly with his lips. He did not say, "God will now show you another evidence of his power and bring you water out of this rock." He did not ascribe the power and glory to God for causing water to again flow from the flinty rock, and therefore did not magnify him before the people. For this failure on the part of Moses, God would not permit him to lead the people to the promised land. The sins of good men, whose general deportment has been worthy of imitation, are peculiarly offensive to God. They cause Satan to triumph and to taunt the angels of God with the failings of God's chosen instruments, and give the unrighteous occasion to lift themselves up against God. The Lord had himself led Moses in a special manner, and had revealed to him his glory as to no other man upon the earth. He was naturally impatient, but had taken hold firmly of the grace of God, and so humbly implored wisdom from heaven that he was strengthened from God and had overcome his impatience, so that he was called of God the meekest man upon the face of the whole earth. Aaron died at Mount Hor, for the Lord had said he should not enter the promised land, because with Moses he had sinned at the time of bringing water from the rock at Meribah. Moses and the sons of Aaron buried him in the mount, that the people might not be tempted to make too great ceremony over his body and be guilty of the sin of idolatry. The Canaanites made war with Israel and took some of them prisoners, and the host of the Israelites besought the Lord to go with them to battle against the Canaanites and deliver them into their hands, and they would utterly destroy their cities and would be faithful in following God. He heard their prayer and went out with their armies to battle, and the Israelites overcame their enemies and utterly destroyed them and their cities.